How much does your heart weigh? For ancient Egyptians, a weighing of the heart was an important ceremony essential to our journey to the afterlife. And now, asking us this question in modern times is a new collaborative project from Intrasonus UK and University College London. So to learn a little bit more about it, I have with me Roberto David Rusconi and Sandrine Monat from Intrasonus UK. Hello to you both.
Hello. Hello.
Now, what is feathers? It sounds like quite a unique idea. Roberto, would you like to explain?
Yes, feathers is a project about dance, movement, and spoken word, voice acting, and co-creative activities. It is, as you properly said, inspired by ancient Egyptian mythology and by the figure of a goddess Mat, and is in collaboration with UCL University and especially the Petri Museum. The Petri Museum is one of the most important ancient Egyptian museums in the world, and there's a wonderful collection of artifacts and repairs, and also has been recently updated to be very friendly towards visually impaired and blind people. So there is possibility to have tours touching objects, being engaged by 3D installations, and we will be organizing some visit, and we will be communicating this schedule. So this is our collaboration at the moment. I let Sandrine speak a little bit about the movement part of the project.
Brilliant. Yeah, go ahead, Sandrine, because you're a choreographer.
Yes, I am a choreographer and dance artist, and I've been working for over 15 years with movement. And our aim is to bring emotion and to waken all different senses. So that's why we were really interested in this collaboration with visually impaired and blind people, because we want to try and create movement and create choreography without relying on visual stimuli. So through the project, we want to explore ways of making dance and the dance practice in itself more accessible for people with visual impairment. So it's going to take a few different levels. So for example, we're going to explore through workshops and through dance classes, how we can make dance classes that are for people with visual impairment. And then we're going to go into creation. How can we create with people with visual impairment as co-creator? So for example, how does movement sound? How can we make movement appealing to the ear? How can we play with proximity and waken other senses than just the visual stimuli? Really want to have a mixed cast. So we're going to have dancers who are sighted, but we really want to be working with people with visual impairment as performers. And the process is going to be very flexible and very adaptive to everybody's needs and everybody's wishes, really. And then we're going to question, how can we create show for people with visual impairment in the audience? So those three different levels: dance classes, creation, and audiences. And we're going to play with mind imagery, with textures, really waking up, as I was saying, other senses. So through touch, through sounds, and then developing audio description, and how can we make audio description a little bit more interactive and not just describing what the movement is, but how can we make it a little bit more emotional? How can we make people feel what the project is, what the choreography is?
Oh, that's fantastic. And I imagine there's also a bit of a virtual component to the whole project as well. It's not just in person.
Yes. So there's a few classes live, and then throughout March, we're going to have more online. And I think we can go to Roberto, because it's not only going to be physical research. We're going to have a lot of conversation around the theme.
The connection is with a goddess. Her name is Maat, and Maat was representing for the ancient Egyptians order, the rule of life, everything that was fighting against chaos and abnormality. And we were bound to answer to Maat in a very delicate moment of their life, so in the afterlife, when the human being was dying, after being dead, was supposed to go in front of her and wait his or her or their heart in a two-armed balance, where on one plate was supposed to put his own heart and on the other plate a feather. And if the heart was heavier than the feather, demons were asked to eat you, chase you, disassemble you, make you suffer like hell. Instead, if your heart was lighter than a feather, you had access to the light, to the eternal light, and live with the gods, with the people you loved, doing the things you loved. Real life was supposed to be conducted in a way that your heart was arriving at this delicate moment weightless. And there were a lot of ceremonies, rituals, music, and sometimes also dance-like movement to, you know, favor this moment and to show to the goddess, to the almighty goddess, that you were worth, that your heart was weightless. The challenge we pose to ourselves nowadays is to ask ourselves is how much does our heart weigh, how much we have been not committing sins against, like the Egyptian were supposed to, one another, against the nature, against the planet, and questions like this. So the first connection for us is one, to know more about the ancient Egyptians, thanks also to the Petri museums and the visits there. And the other one, to ask ourselves, how are we doing? In these 2 years, we have been living a lot in the darkness. We are now hopefully walking towards the light. And how does our heart weigh? And how can we help one another to, you know, relieve from some burdens? Beside the everything that Sandrine said, we are doing a lot of works online asking everybody to send us poems, spoken word, recording, lines they have written or lines that they have read or they have listened to, but they have inspired them about the theme of darkness. Not only in a negative way. So darkness also as a journey, darkness also as challenging times that may make you become stronger. Darkness as a vision, everything. We are gonna be publish it, both in writing, recording, online, and some of these, they're going to also be featured during the live performance as spoken voices, but some visually impaired people that want to participate, posing as seers, as prophets, as oracles, as characters participating to the performance.
I guess I have one more question for you, for both of you. What would you like to see come out of this project? Why are you doing this?
We have many reasons. The first one is that we have been asking ourselves as charity, as artist that has been, just to underline it, jobless during these 2 years and of COVID, and as people that has been very closely connected with visually impaired and blind friends, how we can, you know, get into motion again. And I have been researching and looking at a lot of studies, especially at UCL, and we want to propose something that is called smart leisure. So basically, smart leisure represents also an ancient concept and is a distinction from the types of leisure to which most of us are accustomed to. It includes things like socializing with friends, developing new skills, testing hypotheses about how things work, exploring our environment, and challenging ourselves physically and mentally. This is the main reason. The second reason is because we have been asked to develop a research and development.
Yeah, we have been awarded a grant from the Genesis Foundation to help us kickstart the project. And At the minute, we're just within the spring, we're going to be working on a pilot. And then hopefully, following on the pilot, we will be creating a full show, hopefully an hour show that ideally would tour nationally and would bring workshops in different different cities in the UK and interacting with a lot of different communities in the UK. But I think overall, our aim is also just to connect people and empower them through dance, through arts, through storytelling. I think that's really our biggest aim.
Oh, that's brilliant. I love hearing about the project. Feathers sounds absolutely amazing. Now, of course, if you'd like to get in touch and participate in it, find out more about the project by visiting intrasonas.org. But in the meantime, Roberto, Sandrine, thank you so much for speaking on RNAB Connect Radio. It's been lovely.
Thank you very much, Paulina. Thank you for everybody that has been listening. And please do not be limited by anything. Do not be scared by anything. Get in touch with us, ask us everything, also material. We really love to hear anything back from you.
Thank you very much. Looking forward to hear from everybody.